Tosis in Pesachim and Daf Mem Vav says that by Voida Chalos Dvash, Moshe says, Hizit Biyontif, Sofig is Haboim, Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Vamai Loika, Lubeloza, Lema Hoyle Umitli Le Ochim, Vafil Rabbon Lo Patri Elemishum Delo, Shivit Dvash, Bekavato Mechuba. So why, says Es Tosis, is there Malkus and being roide chalos dvash, taking the honey out of the honeycomb? Why don't we say hoel umikle ochem, that the guests may come, and therefore it should be considered oichel nefesh? So one of Tosis Tevutzim is that we're talking about that they took it out very close to Shkia Shechama. So on a practical level, even if the ochem would have come, there wasn't enough time to eat it. So the Orach HaShulchan, the Prima Godin, were bothered by that, and we see Lemaisa, the people, if they make an Erev Tavshilin, they cook right before the end of Yontif, right before Shabbos. So why, according to Tosfos, it should be Asa? So the Rav answered that there are two halachas in Hoyle. And for the Ramadan, by the way, it's mashma that were pointed out. It's mashma that that hoyle is mutter, because of hoyle it's mutter even second before Shabbos, right before, you know, before the end of Yontif. The Ram says in Perek Aleph in Chos Yontif Alach Tesvav, Mavashu be Yontif legoyim or lebehema or laniach lechol ain oloika sheilu bo lo ochim haya also tafshil roy lahen. And the Ram doesn't say a difference between whether it was, you know, so close to the end of Yontif that there wasn't enough time. In every circumstance, it's, the Ram says, you're not like her. So it seems that the Ram is choylik on Tosfos. And Lemaise, as the Achronim asked, that Lemaise, we see that people cook till the very end with an Erev Tavshim, till the very end of Shabbos, at the end of Yontif, you know, right before Shabbos. So the Rav said there are two halachs in Hoyle. One halach of Hoyel is that since, on a conceptual level, since Oichem could come, so this malacha is called the Melechus Yontif, and it's considered the Melechus Oichel Nefesh. And Oichel Nefesh is not considered malacha as relates to Yontif. And since it's possible that Oichem would come, and it's a Melechus Oichel Nefesh, when the Lama test malachas, so it's automatically considered oichel nefesh, a melech of oichel nefesh, and you're not loike for that. But there's another halach of hoyel that the melacha, that the tzorech hayom, since ochem could come, so that itself is a matter. But he said, so the, why do we need two halachas? So the Rav said the nafkimina is, if it's a melech of oichel nefesh, from Elisha ve'Elach, Shidua de Pas. So that, if as long as it's Hoyel ve'ikli Ochim, and I'm doing it, so that Melacha is categorized as Oichel Nefesh, and it's Mutter, even though on a practical level it could be that it's so close to the end of Yontif that they couldn't come and derive any benefit from it. Then there's another Halacha of Oichel Nefesh, that if the Melacha is not part of the Shidua de Pas, and it chefze a melech of oichel nefesh. But since it's the tzorech of oichel nefesh, for example, a machshira oichel nefesh, so that's also, if it's, then we also say hoyel, that since it's oichel, ochem could come, so that's considered, that's also tzorech hayom, and it's mutter. So the case that Tosis is speaking about is voide chalas dvash. That melacha is koitzer. Koitzer is not part of Shidu de Pas. It's before Lisha ve'Elech. And therefore, the heter there is only the tzorich of the oichel nefesh. So that hoyel Tosis holds has to be a practical hoyel, that there's actually enough time before the end of the day that Ochen could come and could derive benefit from it. But if it's, and so that's the case, the Tosis is being about, but if it's the Oichel Nefesh, like Bishul, cooking, so that's Cheftzer, is Melech HaSochel Nefesh, then to be, make it tzorech hayom, just on a conceptual level, since hoyel v'ochim could come, even though now that itself makes it tzorech hayom, it's mitzvah to the yom, and it's mutter, even though on a practical level, it may be very close to shkia, and the ochim would not practically be able to benefit from it.